Welcome to number 10, Noise in the Background Edition. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm RoboEvan, and Duke likes hearing things.
Yeah, I like hearing things going on in RoboEvan's background, even when they're relevant and not him. So, this
I could fix this. Duke just doesn't want me to.
No, I don't.
So, just let the listeners know, it's not my fault, it's Duke's.
It's fine,
once,
though.
It's not my fault.
It's fine, though, because in the background, like, you can sometimes hear the wind, and it just sounds like a ghost.
Yeah, it goes under my door, and it goes, which is like a, it's just like a very, like a hollow, like, my door is hollow, so it goes, like, under it and up it, just, I don't know, that's a terrible noise. Sounds like a retarded walrus.
Aruga, aruga. Well, because this is mail room, I guess we should get the mail out of the room.
Yeah, let's get this. All right, Duke, how much mail do we have?
3 mail.
Oh, are you sure we don't have large sacks? Do you not have paper near you, so you can't do...
I have batteries near me.
I mean, I have like a Rice Krispie treat. There's so much mail. Oh, God, it sounds like...
Listen to this mail.
Listen to all this mail.
I'm looking batteries. It's shocking.
Look at all this mail. Look at all of it. All right.
He's scrolling down because there's so much on the internet.
There's so much. All right. So this is from James Holdsworth, which is an amazing name.
All right. I'd just like to point out that these batteries have like a power check thing on them, and they say 100%. They're not 100%. These are dead batteries. I don't know why they're lying.
Freaking liars.
Yeah. I think I have to, like, make it really cold for it to update or something weird. I don't know.
Alright. Well, Holdsworth. I guess that just sounds like an English name.
Guess where this person's from? Yeah.
God. Sir Holdsworth of England. That's just... God. Alright. I'm gonna go
great.
On.
United Kingdom.
He is the sir of the entire United Kingdom.
Yeah.
All right.
Which doesn't include parts of Ireland. Most of Ireland.
The south of Ireland.
Well,
to be exact.
Whatever.
Whatever. Alright, so where was I? Oh yeah, hello everyone in America. It's Jez. Jez? Would it be Jez?
Ubermedic. Hold on. Ubermedic, you can't listen to this because it's only to us in America.
This is
an American exclusive message. So please don't do it if you're not in America. Skip forward, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. So it's Jez, because it's going to take me 10 minutes to actually pronounce this name. Oh, Jez. J-E-S. I'm just going to say Jez. If I'm wrong,
just call him Jay-Z.
You can sue me. Jay-Z. All right. He's the English Jay-Z. All right, so I'm just going to restart. Hello, everyone in America. It's Jez from England, Great Britain, and the United Kingdom. Here. So those are all in parentheses, so if I don't read the parentheses, it would say, from England and the here. Okay? PBJCast is the best. You guys are funny,
haha,
and peculiar. Which I agree with, honestly. I mean, we are an odd bunch.
I like to think that the PBJCast fills the void of weird, like, I feel like there's just a void in the world of one very specific weird thing. And we fill that void.
And nothing else. Not comedy, not gaming news.
No,
just
none
the
of these
void
things.
Of weird.
If someone doesn't want to listen to gaming news, but doesn't want to listen to comedy, they want to listen to some weird half hot, like a fifth of each, and then just people being weird, that's the void we fill. Not gaming news, not comedy, like some weird almost one of those. Is that the wind?
It could be. I don't know. Is it wooing, or is it the fan? Is it my door rattling because the wind's hitting it? It could be any of these things that I can't fix because Duke's a jerk.
Woo, listen to the noise. It's great. Anyways, RoboEvan, keep all going.
Right. Alright. I love it when the Duke cracks up RoboEvan. He can't stop laughing. It's hilarious. It's crazy.
And
I mean, those are pretty hilarious.
It's your ringtone, allegedly. You could make
allegedly,
it.
Allegedly, yeah.
It could be your ringtone. You could do that.
Oh god, alright, here we go. So now, I would like to do I would like you to do a show on Perfect Dark, the original N64 version, paired to the new Xbox Live Arcade remake. You could talk about how much games and the machines playing them have changed. Technical details of machines, size of game development team, developer teams, speed versus gameplay, etc. This is a good game. Please do it for me. Duke, you're A number one and all that. Your listener, Jez. Now, first I'd like to point out, I don't remember talking about the Xbox Live remake. I assume I did because I think I played it like 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I haven't played the N64 version. Maybe I did. Honestly, I could have, but I don't remember it.
I think I have, but I was like at a friend's house, and he also had really good cheese nips. I specifically remember people based on the quality of cheese nips that I found at their house.
Oh, okay.
And so, he had really good cheese. It was Cheez-Its. It wasn't the knockoff brand. It was actual Cheez-Its, that name brand. It was good. I liked them.
God, see, he's a rich person. He has real Cheez-Its.
Yeah, not cheese nips.
Your cheese nipples.
Yeah, not your lower brand.
God, they're just tiny little dots.
Yeah, that's actually what they're named after. They're like, Cheez-Its. That doesn't make any sense. You know what they actually look like? Nipples. Let's call them that. Cheese nips.
Are they the dots? You know how there's holes in the middle of Cheez-Its? Do they just take all the holes? Kind of like those donuts in Canada, or what you can get from Tim Hortons or whatnot. You can go just get donut holes. That sounds disgusting.
You know, RoboEvan, that they don't make donut holes. Like, they don't make donuts and then have holes that they put somewhere else. You do realize that, right?
What do you mean?
They make donuts, and 100% of the batter they use to make a donut goes into the donut.
I don't know how donuts work. Don't question me. I don't freaking make donuts.
So, like, are you assuming anything that has a hole in it, that they just have a pile of, circles?
I assume so.
And they just throw them away, and some guy came up saying, wait a minute, guys, I have an idea. Why don't we sell these separately? And I'm like, no one's going to buy that. It's only the exact same thing as a donut, just smaller. That's impossible.
It's just a munchkin, basically. I don't know why. All right, it doesn't matter. But, yeah.
I have a Nintendo 64. RoboEvan is Xbox. That's where we can solve your problem kind of ends. We could compare the N64 and the Xbox.
I mean, yeah, I can't even mess with development teams because I don't even know who made it. Technical details of machines. The Xbox is shit. It's outdated and shit. And all the people who play it are assholes. N64
is
not
new,
outdated.
It's sleek. It's got 80 processors.
80!
All you need is to buy 80 N64s.
And hook them up to like a hub,
like a supercomputer.
Yeah, you have to go to NASA with a pallet of 80 N64s and hook them up into a satellite computer.
And now you're playing Banjo-Kazooie with the world.
No, now you're playing with power.
You're control. You actually, it's so powerful. You're mind controlling bears and making them run and jump around.
And somewhere in the world, there's a plumber in Italy who just started jumping on top of mushrooms.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't jump. He eats them. He jumps on top of turtles and short people.
He eats a mushroom and then starts jumping on turtles and kicking people and eating flowers and shooting fireballs.
Now, that being said, ignore everything. If we can get an Italian plumber to shoot fireballs, that would be an accomplishment.
Well, he's not really shooting fireballs. He's just eating mushrooms and thinks he is. He's just eating flowers like, oh, God.
Now, that being said, we did cover, we are using 80 Nintendo 64s and a Super NASA satellite. So maybe we're just shooting lasers around. Pew, pew, pew. Or we could play Tetris. That'd be fun, too.
We can start shooting down spaceships so they land in certain shapes.
And then you just shoot the rose and they all fall. That'd be fun.
Tetris from space.
But yeah, I don't know much about Perfect Dark. So.
I don't either. It's a good game. I enjoy it.
I don't even know if I enjoy it.
There's a new one for Xbox. That was alright. It had multiplayer. I don't remember playing much of it. I think I only played the demo, actually. Alright.
So, yeah. Now, that being said, do you know about the Nintendo 64 controller?
How it's odd and looks like a dildo?
Like its shape?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of.
I mean,
don't
the
know where
middle one
you're
could be
buying
used
these
as a
things, but
dildo.
that's
The middle
theoretically
row.
anything that's a cylinder.
Okay.
You see this PVC pipe?
It's a dildo.
Yep, it's a yeah, but I actually thought it was pretty cool because the way it's set up, it wouldn't matter if you're right or left-handed because you could just move your hand around the controller.
Yeah.
Just I liked it. I thought it was neat. And everyone's like, it looks weird, and I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying it doesn't look weird. Because theoretically, you'd only hold it in one way. However, you could, figure out which way felt more comfortable or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Me time out from podcasting. I'm leaving this in because I'm lazy, but time out. Robo-Evan, I just realized something.
Yes.
Your microphone assumes you're always talking. And so it's like, he must be talking really quietly and far away. I better get really loud. So that's all the sounds I'm hearing when you're not talking. I'm assuming listeners can hear it. It just slowly gets
And then I
louder.
talk, it's like.
It's actually pretty good. You talk and then it just gets really quiet. And
Oh,
then,
well.
so you
So
should
you can.
probably turn off continuous transmission.
Alright, Duke, you just ramble while I do this.
All right, I'll just read the next email. It's from Ubermedic, so it's short, so you can take care of that. Hello.
Okay, it's done. I'll read
Ubermedic
it.
here. Sad news from Australia. Australia exists.
Oh,
Sent from
wow.
my iPod.
All right. That was a short email. All right,
Yep.
let's move on.
Yeah, next one.
Oh, we have another one from him here.
Oh, okay.
Hi guys, Ubermedic here. Sad news from Australia. THQ is closing. It means we are losing one of our main game companies in Australia. My question is, do you think any other companies will shut down in the near future? Also, there's something very unique about this email.
What?
It has punctuation
Oh, that's nice.
and no misspellings.
Well, they didn't capitalize the first letter of each new sentence,
Well,
so.
still, I mean, the point is though, THQ is capitalized. Oh, only Australia isn't capitalized once, but that's fine. I mean, I'm talking. Oh, there's also an X. All right, there is one misspelling, but still, it's very good for Ubermedic.
Good work, Ubermedic. A plus. B plus, because you didn't
Yeah.
capitalize
All right.
Australia twice. You should
Yeah.
have not capitalized it either times, because Australia
Capitalized.
doesn't. Australia doesn't deserve to be capitalized.
All right. So, all right now. Do I think? I don't know. I don't know Australia's economy. I don't do. All right. Well, the question was, do you think any other companies will shut down in the near future? I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about Australia.
I
It's a
really
gaming
hope
market.
EA shuts down.
Yeah.
And so, but here's what would happen, because EA has that really awful like online
Oh God, yeah.
DRM stuff where you have to be online to play their game.
Yeah, and also, you have to pay money after you buy the game to actually play online.
Really? I didn't know about
At least
that
for Xbox. I haven't bought an EA game yet. Well, other than Star Wars, but that's always because it's an MMO. Like on
yeah.
Xbox, you would buy the game, and then it would come with a code that you would have to enter to play online. And if you say you bought it used, or your game that code didn't work, say something happened where you didn't have that code, you would have to pay to use their online service.
Well, that's a bummer. Well,
But also,
anyways.
I mean, it well, sorry, it ruins reselling games because, selling
Which
games
is
back.
probably what they want to do because EA's full of assholes and like, well, they'll just
Yeah.
make them buy our games again.
Exactly. So never mind. You already get like $2 for getting back a game anyways. And EA games are even less because they have to put a code. They have to get a new code and put it in the game. So they give you less money because they actually have to purchase a code or something like that. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. But I kind of hope they go out of business because hopefully if they did, they would have to turn off all of their DRM services. And so this wouldn't be a problem anymore.
I mean,
But what would
not.
probably happen is they just close down and leave everything really shitty and all their games unplayable, knowing them.
Yeah. I mean, also, the thing is, though, I mean, the way I see it, the only problem with EA shutting down, now I'm thinking from, a non-gamer point of view, that would kill so many economies. Not completely, but that would fuck some shit up. Like, I assume Australia's. It's the main game company in Australia, THQ. The game industry in Australia. That's a publishing company. They don't even make games. They just publish games. The whole game industry in Australia is going to take a huge blow because it's going to affect the economy there too. So that's me coming
Yeah.
from a from
Well,
a
what would happen?
real standpoint.
I don't know. But if the whole company goes down, that means all of their intellectual properties go up for sale. So that means someone might buy BioShock. And even though they've actually, quote unquote, ended the series, do something else with it that EA never would or something like that. See what I'm saying?
They ended the series.
Yeah, isn't like Bio? No, not BioShock. I misspoke. Mass Effect. Isn't that EA or is that BioWare? I don't know.
It's BioWare, but BioWare is a like a thing. It's like a branch of EA.
Okay, well that's. Well, actually, if EA crashes BioWare, whoever's like the CEO of that or whatever would probably buy BioWare. They'd probably say, "I want to make
You mean
money,
EA?
so I'm gonna buy my own section of EA."
Yeah. I mean, I really hope BioWare doesn't crash, only because they make all the Star Wars games.
Yeah.
Every Star Wars game that has come out, well, that's a good one, other than the Battlefront games, has been BioWare. They even made that one Star Wars Padawan or whatever it was, where you played as Obi-Wan Kenobi when he was a Padawan, and you in this I don't know how it works on PC, but on Xbox. This is original Xbox. You would use the right analog stick to control your lightsaber. The looking was a bit weird, but still, you could like do some like really cool movements with the lightsaber, and like dodge bullets and like reflect them back and stuff.
Yeah.
I still stand behind that game.
I still want to play Star Wars Battlefield 1 on the computer, but I don't think it was ever ported over.
Battlefield 1?
Yeah.
You mean Battlefront?
Battlefront. You said Battlefield and you confused me. This
I
is your
didn't.
fault.
I made sure I said Battlefront.
All right, well, Battlefront.
Because.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Nerd! Nerd!
But what matters is they don't have the first one for the computer, and I got the second one, and I like the first one a lot more.
Yes, the first one was really good. I mean, my favorite part about the second one is space battles, and you can be an Ewok. Oh,
Yeah.
and Tusken Raiders. You can be a Tusken Raider,
They
which is
added a
pretty
bunch of
awesome.
stuff, but they took away my favorite part, which is you could fly air vehicles on land
On,
battles.
yeah.
So you'd have like guys with rockets like lock on to like there's that Clone Wars battle with the droids, I forget.
Geonosis.
Geonosis, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, that's the best.
Because, you have all those like clone f like transport ships flying over and
Oh, I
dropping
forgot
units.
about that. That was amazing.
And you'd have droids, just sort of looking and trying to shoot them down. It was
Because, see,
cool.
I haven't played it on. I wish it was on computer only because imagine, like, the coordinated battles that would happen with that.
Yeah, just you could have a large, airstrikes, ships getting shot down.
God, it would be
I
like
didn't
Planet
ask for
Side.
this.
It'd be like Planet Side, which we'll get into in a bit because we are in the beta.
Yeah.
But,
Well, yeah.
we'll get into it after we read emails. What was I going to say? What were we talking about a second ago? Oh, yeah,
THQ?
also. Star Wars. The other thing is, they got rid of some good maps. Like, I don't even know if
Geonosis, they
Geonosis.
got rid of that map.
Did they get. They got rid of it?
They got
That's
rid of it,
right.
replaced it with another one without air vehicles.
Yeah, also, they got rid of both Bespin maps, Cloud City and the Hangars.
Well, now that being said, I don't remember the hangar specifically, but I know like the air one was like basically a airship battle.
Yeah, on Cloud City. I call it the Hangars. I don't know what it was really called, but it was
Yeah.
like there was like a central point where like all the infantry would go, and there was like a bunch of landing pads, and
Oh
they all
God.
had like TIE fighters and
Oh God,
X-wings
we're
on
gonna
them.
do a Battlefront series ep season. I mean, I don't have my Xbox with me or that game anymore, but I played it so much I just have it muscle memorized so I can talk about
You
it.
have muscle memory of a video game. That's
Yeah,
amazing.
I don't remember what any control does, but if you hand me a controller and put me in front of the game, I'll just start doing things and I'll be like, I don't know what I'm doing. All I know is I'm
Also,
getting
they
headshots.
got rid of Naboo as well. That was a good map. Versus the CIS and the Republic, you would go on Naboo and they had like it was like the droid invasion, or was the Republic attack? I forget. But that
What
was still a good map. And
does the map look like? That's what I want to know.
it was Naboo. It was a city. There was like one. It was like a capture the point map, and there was like one
Oh.
point that was on like a. There was like water surrounding this little
I know
like
what you're talking
ceremonial
about.
looking thing. Yeah, they got rid
I
of that.
know. I remember that map because I've had funny because you can drown in that game, but there's like never water on any maps.
Except for that one.
Yeah, and Droidicas will go into like the lake thing.
Huh.
All curled up, and they will just drown and die down there. Like I've seen allies just go down there and then, like, not move and drown. And like, why?
But
Why are you doing this?
I will give
Hoth,
Battlefront.
another good one, because you could loop around
AT-ATs.
and take down walk. Yeah,
But the thing is, though,
AT-AT.
that you can still do that in the newest one. You can still have
But
the
they got
little
rid of like
loopers.
air.
No, that's the only map that has it because that's a feature. That's like a necessity to actually take them down.
Yeah.
That's one of the only maps that has it. But another thing is, though, I will say that there are some good maps in Battlefield 2, like Mustafar. Mustafar's a good map.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just. I feel
Hollow.
like they're two different games. Like, it's not. The second one's better than the first one because they, made another one. It was. They took out so much stuff from the first one. I feel like they could have named it something else besides Battlefront. And I might be less upset about it because I wouldn't have thought that it would need to have all the same things that the first one had in it.
But also, it's weird that, like, there's some pretty crappy maps. Like, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there are some maps. Like, I wonder why they got rid of all the good ones. Like, rather, like, I don't know, like, Geonosis with, like, why did they get rid of that? The space on land battles. Oh, God, I don't
Now,
know.
that being said, I will admit that some of the battles were one-sided. Like Geonosis, like the droids have so many spawn points
Yeah, but
that
didn't the Republic have more reinforcements on that map?
I don't remember specifically off the top of my head, but I mean it's still pretty one-sided because you're attacking and stuff. And so whenever I played that map, I always play on the clone side because I was fighting, an uphill battle, as opposed to if I played on the droid side of it, which just involved me standing at a point waiting for clones to come by and then just shoot them.
But also another thing is, though, they had those giant spider bots,
Yes.
the droids.
Where they had like lasers.
Yeah, and then they had those weird rolling ones, like the big rolly ones with the lasers on the side. Not the droidicas, but they were basically like giant droidicas that people could get inside.
Yeah, oh, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, if you watch the movie with that they all the clones fight all the droids on Geonosis.
The Clone Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I'm bad with names, but I remember everything else. That's my.
I like how
That's.
you're like, you know, the war between the clones and the droids? Yeah, it's called the Clone Wars.
Yeah, to be fair, they gave a really. I just didn't want to seem stupid if I said that and you're like, Duke, it's Revenge of the Sith, you idiot.
It's Revenge of
But I don't remember any Sith being in there. Now,
the
there were Sith, but it wasn't like, look at us, we're Sith. It was, look at us, we're robots.
Sith.
That's my big leading mental image from it. But they were these giant bots, and they had two wheels on each side, and they moved really fast. And they had rocket launchers, and they locked on really fast. Like, they had huge silos. And if any, it was basically, it felt like an ant. And when I played the game, because it locked on to any enemy vehicle really fast, and it fired really quickly, I'd just look up, wait for something to fly by, I'd be like, locked on, and I'd fire a missile. And just, like, empty 40 rockets into whatever was flying over me.
Yeah. Also, I mean, the droids did have AA turrets and land turrets. They were like turrets that were set there by the. They were like green ocean turrets.
Those like weird sound things.
Yeah, they were like green. They shot like
Yeah.
big green lasers. And those could take down aircraft like easily. They could also hit clones pretty easily. So the
Yeah.
droids were at an advantage.
Now that being said, that thing that I was talking about earlier that locked on really fast with its rockets, it basically had no health. I have accidentally like driven into a rock an inch high and the thing just blew up. And I was like, well, damn.
Well, damn.
Because they also go really fast. And so it'd be like, hey, look, a rock in a chai, I better slow down. I can't slow down, I'm going so fast.
We should probably just finish his emails, and then we
God.
can start rambling again. All right, here we are. So this one is a Choppy Talk update plus scrolls. So, all right, here we go.
Oh, it's good oxygen.
Thanks for your shout-out during the recent show, but it seems that Choppy Talk is being put to sleep. So, like, with a needle, I would assume.
Or a gun.
Or a gun. Okay. Between problems with getting audio hosted and the douchebaggery of one of our future hosts, Choppy Talk is dead. Alas, my dream of podcasting seems ruined.
All right, you're invited on the PJ cast. Anyways, Rebel 11, keep going.
Okay. Anyways, in other news, I just got the alpha code for the Mojang game Strolls. For going to Minecon last year. And it
Oh,
is
look at me.
fun!
I go to Minecon. I go to things. Oh, I'm so
I really
cool.
suggest you buy it when it
I'm just mocking
enters.
you because I'm jealous.
I really suggest you buy it when it goes into when it enters open alpha. If you're a fan of fantasy, strategy, and or tabletop games, it is very resource light.
I'm a fan
and
of all
it's
of those
not
things.
it's true. I was about to say Duke is a fan of all of those. And it's not very buggy for a Mojang title. Which is funny. I like, you know, it's resource light, which is Minecraft is not, and buggy, and it's not very buggy, which Minecraft is not. So it's like the opposite. It's like, wow, this game actually works. That's surprising. Oh god, where am I? I look forward to seeing it where it goes as it gets developed. I should probably end this question. I should probably end this with a question. What's in your pocket?
I would just
Not
like to
wearing
say
pants.
there's nothing in my pockets, because pockets are for wimps. So.
I'm not wearing pants, so.
I mean, there were. I could put a battery in my pocket and then say there's a battery in my pocket. There's a battery in my pocket.
No, but I mean, I can't. I mean. Oh, I think what I'm. Oh, no, there is no. I don't have any pockets.
Alright, so Robo
one
is on
me
pockets.
Pockets.
And I don't keep anything in pockets, so.
Duke wears a sombrero on his head, and he puts all the stuff in, like, the curve of the sombrero. He has his phone in there, he carries around all his, like, he carries around all his stuff for class in there.
Yeah.
He has
Which,
his laptop
coincidentally,
in there.
It's just a USB. Because I'm taking technology classes, I just need to save my stuff.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all
he
I need.
He just needs a USB.
Yeah. And that's very descriptive, because that just stands for Universal Serial Bus.
Serial bus? Wow.
Yeah. I think we made a joke about serial buses earlier.
We did not make a joke about serial buses.
I feel like I've made that joke.
No, okay. Now, if you want to know what you're thinking of, is last night... Well, I'm going to give a little bit of backstory. I got accepted into the Planet Side 2 beta. And I went, oh my god, this game is so much fun! And I'm like, dude, apply for it. And then I'm like, maybe I have a friend key.
No, Robleff, and I said to you, did you get a friend key?
Also, now I'd just like to point out, they sent it in a separate email. So that's why I was confused.
Ah, alright.
Alright, so it's like, news! Also, send your buddy beta key to friend! Send your buddy beta key to a friend now and start making history. Thanks for participating, and we'll see you in game. I just read the email. And, so yeah, I mean, that's what happened. So I sent it to Duke, and we played Planet Side all night last night. I played it a bit this morning and today, which would be Sunday, the 21st of October, if you're listening to this in the future.
Which, and you're definitely not listening to it right now, so.
Yeah. Or in the past. I hope it's not in the past. Unless you have a time machine, which could be very... Oh, God, I'm just going to shut up now.
If you do have a time machine...
Let me know.
Then, you know... Like, go back in time. Give me some Nazi gold.
Honestly, what you should do is you should just go back in time to when... When did we start? We started about Christmas. So go back to November of 2011. Or is it 2012? We haven't been doing this for a year yet. So 2012...
Or you can just look at when our first episode was uploaded.
God. So, it was 2011. So, go back to November 2011 with podcasting equipment that you've stolen from the future. You steal it from the future, you won't, like, very far in the future, it'll be updated. You won't be alive to deal with it, or in the past. I mean, probably not the past, because, you know, you don't want us to give us shitty gear. And then get two boxes of it and drop it off at both our doors. And then eventually, make sure history takes its course, and then we will have, We will be good.
Yeah, but here's the problem. If we have good podcasting equipment, then we wouldn't make a podcast asking for good podcasting equipment.
Oh, God, you would change the course of history.
And so if we didn't ask for it, then they wouldn't do it.
Also,
so what you have
to
do is give us kind of good, but still shitty enough for us to make an episode asking for better podcasting equipment.
But the thing is, though, this person is hearing it in this version of reality. So he would hear it and go, wow, you know what, I'll change it. And then it'll change. So he would know because he's a time traveler. Like, you know, like he would know this. But we wouldn't know about this because, you know. Duke, I watched a lot of Doctor Who. I understand how this works.
Yeah, I know, and I know how this works too. So he needs to give us kind of okay.
No.
But
no,
still bad enough that.
Yeah, because you're not understanding because this is reality, I assume.
Right.
I assume
yeah.
What this is reality.
Or it's a simulation. Scientists don't know.
Yeah. Now, the thing is. Say, in this version of reality, this person, whoever has this time machine, is here. He is listening to us. So let's say he goes out in his backyard, gets into his phone box, and then then goes somewhere. He still has that idea in his head. He still knows that we asked for equipment. Doesn't matter what happens in the course of history. Say he changes it, he still knows that we asked for it. So he still knows that he needs to do it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not total gibberish. It doesn't matter, because what you need to understand is we're talking about an individual's timeline, not the world's timeline. So this guy doesn't know. So let's say this guy, he listens to this podcast when he's 20 and he has a time machine. All right, mm-hmm. That's a round number, and that's just something that happens. And so he listens to it. It's his 20th birthday, so he's exactly 20. Yesterday he was 19. He listens to it. It's like, wow, PBJ Cast, they actually give him some equipment. Goes back in time, gives us equipment, and then goes back to the second after he went back in time.
Uh-huh. History would have...
He didn't, but he's not going to go back again after he changed history.
Yeah, I know.
We have to rely on the actually 20-year-old version of that character to receive the message still. He still needs to receive that message at that point in time. Otherwise, okay. This wouldn't happen.
I see what you're saying, but I don't know. I mean,
Yes, I understand. He realizes he changes history, but it doesn't change. But he doesn't realize that until after he does it. So he still has to get the motivation to do it in the first place.
Yeah, and we will still... All right, the point is, though, this podcast would have to come out, and then he would hear it. So this podcast would have been made. He would have the motivation, but then it would be different.
Yeah, it would be different. Unless he gives us, like I said previously, good enough to record, but not necessarily excellent podcasting equipment. For example, the stuff we have right now, which is good enough to record with, but it's still bad enough for us to ask people for better podcasting equipment. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then it would just happen again.
Yeah, it would happen again, and we would still ask for better podcasting equipment.
So it would just be a loop. You would create
it would.
A paradox.
No, it wouldn't. It's not a paradox. It's a loop. It's a self-fulfilling loop. He gives us better equipment because we asked for it, because he did it.
All right. Nothing. All right, I see where you're coming from.
Or not changing history enough. Or, like, if he gave us, you know, excellent boom mics, we would obviously not be asking for podcasting equipment. Therefore, he wouldn't receive that message. And he wouldn't do it, so we wouldn't have the equipment, and then we'd create a paradox because we can't ask for better equipment if we have the better equipment that we wanted.
I'm trying to think of an analogy in Doctor Who. All right, the Doctor. He has changed history so many times.
But he's changed history to what's supposed to happen.
No, what's supposed to happen. That's not necessary. I mean, a great example is The Waters of Mars, which is a Doctor Who special. It's the episode where the Doctor, David Tennant at the time, realizes that he is the last Time Lord and he can fuck shit up if he wants to. So all these people that, like, because the Time Lords are swear not to interfere. And so what he says is, fuck that, I'm going to interfere. And
he's Batman. He's like, my parents are dead.
My entire race and planet is dead.
I'm gonna go do whatever I want. But, I'm gonna fight crime.
But so then instead of letting these people die like he should have, like he would have if he hadn't had this realization, he saved them. So that changed history, but in his head that didn't change anything because he's a time traveler. So, you know, it didn't bother him because he knows what's supposed to happen, and now he just knows what really happened. But still in his head, he knows that they were supposed to die, you know?
Yeah.
To all of us, it would change history, but not to this person who already knew.
All right, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Robin. I see what you're saying. This is basically us saying, I see what you're saying, but you're a fucking dumbass.
Okay.
The problem is, we're asking someone... That's like... See, Doctor Who, like, the Time Lord race and society are so far away from Earth, he can do anything he wants to Earth, and that would not affect him in the slightest,
okay,
history or his path. We're asking someone who is on this planet who is the only reason they're doing what we're telling them to do is because we're telling them to do it. The Doctor Who was like, I'm going to go save some people who should have died, and he goes and does that. What we're doing is we're telling something to do something for us that would only happen if we asked them to do it. And we wouldn't ask them to do it if they did it. That's the problem.
Okay, now I get your point. I see exactly what you're talking about. But still, I feel like it would have happened before. It would happen in this other version of reality where we didn't get podcasting equipment before this guy changed it. Because depending on what
So
he
we're screwing an
changes.
alt version of ourselves over. Good work, Robo11.
No. But what I'm saying is, all right. So right now we are Duke and Robo11. We have adequate gear and we're adequate people.
Which I'd like to point out that if we went back in time and gave us adequate gear, we could be recording with the adequate gear he gave us. But because it's not great gear, we're
Oh.
asking for him to give us better gear.
God,
And
you
by
know what
better gear,
though?
he's just going to go back in time and give us more adequate gear. So it's a, so it works.
You know what though? Both my entire podcasting equipment has arrived in the mail. My computer, my microphone, and my headphones. How
But
do I
which
know?
you're welcome, Robo11.
God, but how do I know
Reimburse,
that it
donate to the
wasn't
PBJ
you?
cash because I'm buying Robo11 better gear.
But how do I know it
Because
wasn't
some
you?
time travelers ain't keeping up their end of the bargain.
But how do I know it's not you? And how do I know you're taking credit for this man who is going back in time and giving us better gear? All of a sudden, we get a package arrived that you paid for, and there was hardware in it that we now use to record. How do we know that the time traveler just didn't take money out of your account and bring that to you? We couldn't really make any sense. That would make him a
Yeah,
shitty gift
it
giver.
still makes him a shitty time traveler. Yeah, no, I'm gonna time travel and kill Hitler. I'm gonna give him a gun and tell him he should probably kill himself and leave.
You're gonna go back to his childhood and convince him that he's a piece of shit and mentally abuse him until he kills himself.
Well, I mean, that's like I said, that's like time traveling to kill Hitler, like right before Hitler shoots himself. You're like, ah, I'm gonna kill Hitler, then you shoot him, and then you walk away. It's
You don't
like.
do anything good. You're just like, oh, you're gonna die anyways, I'll do it.
Like, well, I mean, I won't mess with history. It's like, well, I'm not gonna mess with history, but I'm gonna do cool stuff, I guess, is kind of what he's doing. Like, I'm gonna kill
God.
Hitler, but no one would be able to tell that it was me.
He's
Or
like a sh like
anything.
whoever that is like a shitty version of that robot in Doctor Who that can shapeshift, and is just going around like stopping war crimes in the past
But,
from that one
like.
episode of Doctor Who in season 6, you know,
Yeah, I
with
know what you're
Hitler.
talking about.
It was like he's just a shitty version of that because like you know what? I'm gonna go back in time and stop these people from doing bad things, but only right after they've done the bad things.
I'm gonna kill him when he was supposed to have a heart attack. And
Yeah.
I'll poison him so he has a heart attack. But I totally did that. He's like, alright, well, you're not changing history, you're just going around and doing things that happened.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go shoot Ronald Reagan right before this guy does it.
That would actually explain the whole controversy about how he was like shot 2 times.
Are you thinking of JFK or
Oh, I
Ronald
was thinking of
Reagan?
JFK.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe there's just a time-traveling dickhead who's killing important people right before they should have died.
Right when they actually died.
He shoots them, and then the actual assassin shoots Kennedy again.
It's like, no, I got dibs, first shot. XP steal, kill
God, he
steal.
stole my kill!
Yeah. Level up.
Oh, cool! I got an upgrade for my TARDIS. It now can I can turn the brakes off, so the so my target doesn't hear me coming.
Wow. Wow. Oh, it's really loud. I wonder what's going on. Wow. Why is it all bright in here now? Wow. Wow, I was really thinking about killing myself earlier. Wow.
I love things.
Time
Things,
travel's
just
fun
things in general.
because it can happen.
But also, we have news, don't we? We have news.
Oh God, do
You
we
want
have
to know why
news?
we have news?
I forgot.
Because, I recorded something for the first time,
Oh yeah, no.
and I compressed it, and I guess I have to edit it. I don't know how editing works, but I'm gonna figure it out.
Gonna take you like 3 years to upload this video even after you edit it. It was 50 gigs and now it's 2 gigs. Thanks,
Three.
Xvid encoding. Which is
Yeah.
what I
It
told
was
him. He's
52 gigs.
And now it's 3. So thanks, people who do the coding part of all this stuff. But yeah, it's gonna take forever to upload that. How long is it, Robo11? It's like 3 hours,
It's
three years.
52 minutes long.
An hour. It's
So, what I think I'm gonna do is I'm gonna crop out some parts of us running and then upload it in two separate videos.
What I think you should do is just make the whole video like 3 times as fast.
Yeah, When
like,
it's
just have
done,
a
which
fast
is
game, like,
horrible of it in
Duke.
a second.
Yeah, and it's just like 50 minutes in 20. So someone would still have to sit and watch us for 20 minutes. We're like, wow, this is really interesting. I liked the part when they talked really fast and then ran around and then died.
That's
Yeah, it's. Yeah, that's about what it would turn into.
yeah. No, yeah. I think, I mean, there's a lot of us just running. I'm gonna chop a lot of it out. So, you know.
There's also a lot of me dying. Well, you dying, actually. You died a lot. And I'm not saying a lot of it was just like you got hit by a friendly tank or car or something.
The thing is, though,
But
about
you died a
Landside.
lot.
I mean, if you don't know what Landside is, I can say look up a video. It's an MMO first-person
Look
shooter.
up our video,
Well,
which will be
yeah,
up in like 2 years.
eventually.
I don't know.
But I mean, basically, I think the worst part of that game, like the worst thing that happens in that, is friendly fire. It happens constantly. Like, expect. I mean, sorry, friendly fire with the vehicle. That happens so often that it's not even a thing anymore. I'm just like, okay, someone just got hit again. Well, you know
It's
what?
fine though, because I play as a medic, and I just wait for people to die, and I just revive them and get tons of points.
God, Duke, you know the. Alright, well, basically, and you can spawn vehicles in that if you're at a vehicle spawn point. And four guys were sitting, like, we're just standing on the vehicle spawn pad. And an ATV spawned on top of them and landed on them. One friendly ATV took out four of our guys in a second because it landed on them.
Maybe they're just
After
really
just.
depressed, and they're like, I'm just gonna stand under this spawn point.
So like everyone's like, oh, everyone runs over, we're all healing them. It was awful. Then you know, then all the medics start getting hit by Sonderers, which are big like troop movement carriers, and
APC, Armored Personnel Carrier.
it's a mobile respawn. And so like three of them drive by and hit all the medics. So everyone's just sitting here like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's fun though because you gotta shoot things. And there's a bunch of things to shoot.
There is a bunch of
However,
things to shoot.
on the other side of the coin, a bunch of things are also shooting at you, so.
Yeah.
I once shot a guy in the head that was cloaked. I feel really accomplished.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
He was like, because I'm not necessarily complaining, but I am kind of complaining. Their sniper unit is also a cloak unit,
Yeah.
which is a pretty popular thing to do,
Makes no fucking sense.
even though it's like, oh, we'll balance it out. We'll make him, have low health. Well, I'm like, it doesn't matter if he has low health if he just spawns behind me and stabs me in the back.
But
Because then I'm
also,
dead.
because the thing is, though, he's an infiltrator, so he gets come to the sniper rifle as default. But I mean, also, I mean, a lot of people use him as sniper, but he can also be used as like an actual infiltrator, like an SMG. So I
Oh God,
understand that it was a bad idea,
it's
but
so bad because I
yeah,
think we've gotten wiped out before by one of those guys. Literally one guy
he
just
spawned behind
killed.
us and knifed us all right in the back. It was awful.
It was awful because he like killed one person and he cloaked and he'd like run around and we're
Yeah.
basically I think we friendly like a few people got killed by friendly fire because we were just spraying. We're like, God, he's gonna die.
And then Duke said, "I bet this is like I bet this is what the Marines feel like in the Predator movie."
Yeah, just no idea where he is and spraying. Speaking of which, that actually is exactly how the Raptor mod for Counter-Strike works. You have one cloaked guy who can only, except for he can only melee, so at least he's not sniping you from across the map. But that's kind of what it turns into, is a really fast guy with, except for he has a lot of health and he can only melee. But someone will die, and everyone turns around to where that guy was and just starts spraying. And
Yeah.
that's how that works.
Yeah.
You just hope you hit him and you see blood splat out somewhere and everyone will be like, he's over there, and everyone starts spraying. And if you're the Raptor at that point, if it's a large enough game, you just have a ton of health, so you're just going, oh god, oh god, oh god, and you're just trying to walk away while someone's shooting
Oh
you. Because, in Counter-Strike, when you get shot, you go pretty slow. So he was just, like, slowly walking away while everyone's, like, shooting him with machine guns.
god.
But yeah, it's good. We'll talk about that on the Countercast.
Yeah.
That's Counter-Strike stuff.
But
Subscribe
yeah.
to the Countercast. bjcountercast.blogspot.com. So, there you
Yeah,
go.
do that.
What else? Should
What
we ramble
else?
about?
What else should we ramble about? I had something to ramble about during the week. I was remembering it, and then I forgot about it. So, yeah, but oh god, there's so much to ramble about. PlanetSide is a great game. Duke, on a scale of 1 to fun, how, like, you can just pick whatever in between that is. How do you rate PlanetSide?
11.
11 on the fun scale.
Yep.
Eight, and this is
On scale
Duke.
of fun, it's 11.
Hates everything. He complains about everything.
Fun
And
is a
Duke.
100 rope weapon.
Oh, is it?
No, I'm
No.
just.
I'm like, oh, okay, I am
We never
wrong,
set up a
but.
scale, so I was like, I'm gonna say 11.
Is it out of
People
13
assume it's
bum
on a scale of 1,
slaps?
and no one said that.
Is it out of 13? Out of. Alright, on the bum slap scale of fun, how do you
Oh.
rate Planet Side? Let's hear it.
Oh, man. Let's see. Cortex Command. I'm gonna put. Well, we should. I probably should say that separately, because that's for the other podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, this is the wrong podcast, Duke. What are you
Oh, I'm
doing?
sorry, I get confused. I want to give it a 9.
A 9 on the scale of, so 9 out of 13.
Yeah, 9 out of 13.
And what makes you think it's a 9? Is it mainly just the snipers or because it's in beta?
It's good. It just takes so like on the FPS scale, like most average FPS games are falling honestly around like the 5 to 7 mark. Because, you know, it's just, I mean, it's a good game, it's just nothing new.
Really, you're gonna
PlanetSide is
say,
new, so
oh,
it.
all right. I thought you were talking about Planet Side. I'm like, wait a second. All right, go ahead.
No, that was just my standard, the standard FPS rating, and somewhere gonna get, it's probably gonna land somewhere between 5 and 8, or something like that. But PlanetSide is new, so it bumps it up to 9. But
And
there's.
also, it's PvP, and we complained about how Arma doesn't like we never play PvP in it, and this
Yeah.
is just all PvP. We don't have to worry about some stupid
Yeah.
bots.
I mean, the only problems I have are like, you know, it's an MMO, so sometimes you deal with just lag.
Oh,
And
well,
because it's
yeah.
an MMO, you can't have ragdolls or anything, because that will just destroy servers.
Everything, yeah.
It would
I mean,
probably destroy the
also.
client, too, because I'd have to render whenever a squad get hit by an ATV just falling on top
Oh,
of them.
shit. But I mean, yeah. Also, it's in beta, so who knows what they're gonna add. I mean, I assume they probably won't add ragdolls. But, I mean, right now they have one static death animation that's a little bit buggy. Because you just fall flat in the ground, and you, like, you hit your arms go out in a certain way. So,
Robo
say
and
you
got clipped in a
die.
wall because I revived him and
Yeah.
he was like that.
Say you die on like a flat like a slope, half of your body will just be sticking out of it. Like your head will be inside the mountain and your legs will be sticking out.
The
Which
best
also makes
part.
it hard for medics to try and
Yeah.
find where the dead bodies are that they can revive.
Yeah, Robo even died once and only his foot was poking out and I couldn't find him for the longest time. And then he clipped
Yeah.
on the wall when I revived him, so that was fun.
Yeah.
He was
So
like, all
yeah,
right, I
I mean.
revived you, so I got my points. I don't care. See you later.
See you later.
Yeah, that's how I
But
play Planet. That's how I play Medics in most games. Like, I want my points.
yeah, I'm loving the heavy weapons guy. I bought a so, Duke. You know I bought. Did I tell you I bought the new LMG? Did you hear
No, you
that?
didn't. Please
Oh,
tell me more.
so I have so total. So right now I have a heat seat. I have a air. I have an aircraft walk on and a vehicle walk on. Two separate RPGs. Or two separate rocket launchers.
Which I'm
One
guessing
locks
is
on
just
to
how they get people
vehicles.
to spend more money in the game.
But also, you know, so, I mean, because you don't want to have, just one lock on thing.
I know, and that's why I'm assuming
So.
they're like trying to balance it
Balance
out
it.
by making redundant things.
Yeah. I mean, also, though, the thing is, though, I have a hard time hitting vehicles at rockets, not. I mean, aircraft at rockets, not vehicles, like ground vehicles. I
Yeah,
can just
because
dump
usually
fire at
tanks will
that.
stop at some point to
Yeah.
aim and fire, so you can usually hit those.
Exactly. And but also I have this new LMG that's it probably does more damage. I don't know what the stats are. It's newer. All right, let's just go with that.
Does it have
It
a
has
flashlight on it, Robo11?
well, it had a flashlight on it so I could unlock the next tier. Now I have a laser sight that doesn't work. So that's fun. I mean it's on my gun. Just the laser isn't there. Maybe it only works at night. I don't know. I'm gonna test it.
Yeah, at
But
one point, Robo11 was like, "Hey, check out my flashlight. Doesn't it look cool?" And like, Robo11, first of all, it's the middle of the day. Second of all, we're fighting inside buildings, so allegedly they have lighting in there already. And then at some point it gets slightly dark, and Robo Evan's like, "See, I told you it'd be useful." I'm like, "Robo Evan, it's
But
slightly dark.
also,
I can still see everything
but
perfectly."
also, then when it caught night, Duke's like, "Oh God, I can't see. It's getting night." I'm like, "Fuck you." I see. But also, I mean, the main reason I have a flashlight is because it costs $1, and it lets you unlock the laser sight.
Yeah, so it's a
So,
tier thing. So I mean,
exactly.
buying a flashlight is something you need to do if you want like Robo instead of laser sight. But I'm still gonna make fun of him for it.
Yeah, but oh, I also have a reflex sight on my which is like a holo or a red dot to the layman.
Call of
On
Duty
my
player. Do you
LMG.
play Call of Duty? We're using Call of Duty terminology.
Yeah. Also, I have a suppressor on it. So, a heavy machine gun with a suppressor, which I'm not gonna deny only because we're on another planet and we're firing Gauss rifles.
I
So
want a shotgun with a suppressor.
maybe we can suppress these weapons. I don't know.
I feel like a medic is a shot type of class to me.
Is a shotgun kind of class? Like in
Yeah.
TFC?
Yeah, well, I mean, every class in TFC was a shotgun kind of class.
That's true.
But I feel like you're a medic, so you're running around towards dead people and trying to revive them, at least in this game. So you're probably going to deal with an enemy somewhere near you. And if you're dealing with a sniper, you just have to run and heal them and run out. So I think in most scenarios, you'd benefit more from having a shotgun as a medic.
So why don't you just get a
Because.
shotgun? You can get a shotgun for your medic.
I know, I'm just saying. That's just my, like, opinion of all games.
Yeah. I somewhat agree with that opinion. PlanetSide is a lot of it's a mix between close quarters and long range. So I feel like just
Oh
getting like
God, the
mid
long range.
yeah. It was wonderful. Earlier I was playing, there was a road. It was kinda like a valley almost, like the road, there's like hills on either side. And one team, the red team, which is the Terran Republic, and the blue team, the new conglomerate, were on either side of this hill. So we're both on one, we're both behind a hill, shooting at each other on opposite sides of this road. Dude, there's just like a line of people constantly shooting at each other. It was amazing.
I remember one time, like, we were on one hill, the enemy was on the other hill, like, across the road, so there's a huge distance.
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening.
And there's just snipers just sort of standing there and shooting at each other. And the great thing about that is snipers don't realize you can walk around while you're sniping. The snipers will just get into sniper mode, start sniping people, and be like, oh, there's a sniper. I know he's a sniper because he hasn't moved in 3 years. Also, we
Yeah.
would cloak and decloak occasionally, which is how you can tell if they're sniping.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a pretty big marker. Is he invisible? Yeah, I should probably kill him.
And he's far away, he's probably sniping. If he's close up, you're probably dead.
Yeah.
It's
But also,
intense.
earlier today, I think it was, or it was today, I got into a group of real nice people who are, like, legitimately trying to play, and, you know, we're all communicating and doing stuff. And, I like how this guy, he walked up to me and went, "Oh shit, Roylovin, you have the anti-air rocket launcher? Good job. Good job." He was like so like appreci he was like so like happy for me that I got this rocket. He's like, "Oh god, yeah, good job. Good work. Good."
Now, that being said, we were at one point doing a base attack, and the way those work is the enemy's defending the base, and we were, and it's like a giant biodome. It's just up in the air, and there's like outside landing platforms and stuff you can get to as the enemy or that, or as whoever's attacking, as the attacker you can get on these platforms, and then you have to basically break in. But what would happen is enemy aircraft would just basically come by, like. Not land, but just be out like outside the little landing zone
Just
and just
shooting
fire a
at us.
machine gun from left to right and then take off. And they just like wipe out so many of our units. And so
Yeah.
it's very good to have anti-air rockets in that game.
Yeah, I love it.
Because they can, I mean, if a tank gets close enough at you can dump fire a rocket at it. But if an aircraft gets close to you it can still evade and avoid.
Yeah. Oh god, you know what I love? I love large infantry assaults in PlanetSide, where there's like three tanks in front of you, and like I would say about 50 to 60 infantry running alongside each other. It just looks amazing.
Yeah.
Like being in the back of it, just seeing all these people run for the
And then one
glory of the new
guy,
conglomerate.
and then a cloak guy just spawns in the middle of nowhere, throws a
It
grenade,
just
empties
kills
a
our
clip,
entire team.
and then cloaks off and goes away. God, they're
God.
ridiculous.
It is pretty
I
bad.
feel like I want to get a coordinated, like, PBJ strike force, and we're all cloaked units, and all we do is ambush things. Like, we just wait in places. You know, we have like three snipers, like six SMG guys, and we just wait for people to come down the road or whatever, and we just take them out.
Had a great ambush one time. There was a huge valley, like a proper valley, like giant cliffs that were split right down the middle, and an enemy convoy was driving through, and we were on top of both cliffs, firing rockets and guns down. Literally created a roadblock out of blown up enemy vehicles because they just kept coming, and we were just above them firing down on them. So they were, and they, we were sitting there like, why are they still coming? They could bring a plane. They could come blow us up. We're exposed. I mean, if they can get on level with us, we're all dead. They just kept doing like a genocide towards this
Guys,
freaking like gorge.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Robin.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Now
They're
that
all
being said, a lot of planet side is a lot of rushing and a lot of dying to get at least a foothold first.
Yeah, it's also a lot of driving long distances and running across terrain.
Yeah. Or just respawning. It's been
or
like, this is
flying.
too far. Respawn.
Yeah. Also, it's amazing. There's three factions. There's the New Conglomerate, the Terran Republic, and the UDA something or another.
Are you going to talk about the Space Americans?
Oh yeah, we are the Space Americans, the New Conglomerate. We're like rebel fighters fighting for our homeland. We're a bunch of like ragtag freedom fighters.
Oh God, mention the music.
So basically, whenever you're selecting your race or your faction in the pretty character screen, like the other ones play kind of like high class music and stuff, you know, like it sounds like an army. And then when you click on the New Conglomerate, it just plays like death metal.
No. And I was like, I can't hear you, Robin, over all of this metal.
It's just to show we're badass. Like, I remember I was like we were in a raid and everyone was just shouting Space America.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was fun.
But yeah, it's pretty cool the way they have everything set up. But to get into more detail, we'll probably do a season on Planet
yeah.
Side.
It's
so we'll talk about all
this.
Soon.
So
yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to create a PBK outfit. Which is like a guild almost.
I hope it doesn't cost real money.
It doesn't. I already looked into it.
Alright, that's good. I don't want to pay anyone real money.
Yeah.
Because apparently someone went back in time and used all of my real money to buy me things. Oh, there we go. Alright, this has been the Duke of New York.
This has been Red 11.
Bye.